This talk is offered by Ordinary Mind Zendo. Ordinary Mind was founded by Barry Magid, Dharma heir of Charlotte Joko Beck, and is dedicated to her vision of a psychologically minded Zen practice adapted to the needs of American students practicing in the context of their everyday lives. Our public programs are made possible by donations from people like you.
Our practice could be said to exist at the intersection of two very basic principles. The first is that everybody comes to practice for the wrong reasons. And the second, which almost seems to contradict the first, is that even though we're all here for the wrong reasons, we can't do it wrong. The fact that we're doing this for the wrong reasons by now may seem like a familiar story to you, but it's a basic and recurrent fact that in the face of suffering, our seemingly instinctive response is one of self-reproach and then self-improvement. We find fault in ourselves because we're suffering, and we create some kind of project or curative fantasy that we imagine will eliminate the bad or damaged part of ourselves that has been the source of our suffering. And so inevitably, we come to practice with the idea that there's something wrong, whether it's our self-centeredness, our vulnerability, our attachment, our delusion. We can have lots of different names for what we call the source of our problems. But we see practice as a means to the end of eliminating this flaw. And we do not fundamentally understand that the very solution that we propose, the elimination of a flaw and the perfection of ourselves, is itself another turning of the wheel of suffering to which we're attached. However, the good news about this practice is that no matter what we bring to it, no matter how we come to it, our practice really is very simple. It's like sitting down in front of a mirror where our face automatically appears. And you can't do that right or wrong. All we do, all we have to do, is see that our face is appearing in the mirror moment after moment. Whatever we bring to practice, why ever we bring any of it to practice, all of it's appearing in the mirror moment after moment. And the mirror is doing the work. We can't do it well or badly. This is in itself the unrecognized miracle of practice. that each moment it demonstrates the possibility of being off the treadmill of means to end thinking, to be off the grid of how am I doing, am I there yet, am I doing this right. Moment after moment, Zazen is the manifestation of the alternative to that habitual way of thinking and functioning. And it will do that to us regardless of the state we're in advance. Like Joshu's bridge, it lets horses cross, it lets asses cross. Anything can sit down in front of the mirror and be reflected. Now, if Zazen really were a means to an end, if it was a technique that we mastered in order to relieve our suffering, when we finally got it right, we'd be able to stop. We would cure our illness and we could stop taking the medicine. But we don't stop this practice at a certain point. We continue it because the practice itself is the ongoing experience of maintaining our health in this moment of being just as we are. It is a strange kind of health that arises from leaving everything just as it is. And because our whole character has been built up over a lifetime of habitually trying to reject, change, improve, polish, purify, who we are is this lifetime cycle, you know, on the hamster wheel that we're endlessly keeping going. And when we sit and leave everything alone, it gradually gums up the works of the hamster wheel. It gradually does something to the whole dynamic that constitutes our character. See, if we're come to practice as one kind or another technique of self-improvement or self-reclamation, and over again we have the experience of nothing needs to be done. Our face is appearing already in the mirror. That experience can function in a couple different ways when it interacts with that technique mind. We can experience it as a kind of ongoing grindstone where we're just wearing out slowly this tendency to try to change or control or fix. That we can experience that as sort of the inability to really master our minds, to control it. If we think that what we're going to do is master concentration or samadhi or some kind of state of bliss or calm, day in and day out practice shows us that in the end our mind is not controllable. We cannot get into any one state and stay there. that our mind will endlessly display different faces, one after another, in the mirror. And so if our project is involved with trying to control our minds, Zazen will be this grindstone. It just will constantly wear down and frustrate our efforts. On the other hand, if our practice is driven by a sense of things being not all right, of distress, and trying to relieve a kind of distress, we might have the experience in Zazen of being surprised by a kind of unearned okayness. That despite or regardless of all our efforts, when we sit, we might find that our face is appearing and there's really nothing to do. And that the things that we thought need fixing don't need fixing after all. And that the pains that we try to relieve are just experiences. They're just part of our life. Uncomfortable parts, but life. They don't show that there's anything wrong at all. And from that vantage point, Zazen can be an ongoing kind of relaxation of that ongoing need to fix things. Maybe they don't have to be fixed after all. And then we can just relax and let go into being this moment, into just looking into the mirror, whatever appears. Practice is really very, very simple. It becomes clearer if we can hold in our mind something about these two basic principles. That we're all here for the wrong reason. And that means just trying to be clear about what it is you're doing here. It's usually what I ask people when they show up for the first time at the Zendo. Hey, what are you doing here? Right? I mean, both what is it that brings you to practice? What do you think this is for? What do you think the problem is? And where did you get the idea that this is the solution? Right? And the other side, that you can't do it wrong. It's already happening. It's already taking place. All we have to do is appreciate and be present, be willing to experience our life as it emerges, moment after moment, as our face automatically appears in the mirror.